Welcome to World Cafe, Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. At the still tender age of 24, Jessie Bailyn's future looks bright. She left her New Jersey home after graduating from high school to follow her star in L.A. In pretty short order, she met up with Norah Jones collaborator Jesse Harris. He produced her first album, released exclusively through iTunes. The two Jessies are still working together. This time, he co-wrote several of the songs on her debut CD for the Verve Forecast label called Firesight. The name Firesight is a nod to her family's restaurant and jazz bar, where the singer-songwriter spent a good part of her youth. Let's start out with a live performance from her. Here's Leave Your Mark.
Leave your mark, just leave your mark on me. Leave your mark, just leave your mark on me. So if we part, I can still remember you. Leave your mark, just leave it somewhere on me, so that I can always find you when I have you on my mind too. Even when you're far away, don't leave your heart. I wouldn't know what to do with such a part. I'm no good at following through. Leave your mark, that is good enough for me.
Leave Your Mark, that's Jessie Bailyn, who's singing live for us today. And that is one that is on Firesight, the new album out on Verve Records. And Jesse, who's playing with you today?
I've got Tim Young on guitar and Chuck Joseph on percussion.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Now, thank you.
Firesight, it's an interesting title, and when you look at it, you go, wow, what an interesting play on words or whatever. But I understand there's far more meaning behind it than just that.
Yeah, there is. I grew up at a restaurant called Linda's Fireside Inn, and my grandparents from Italy, when they came over, opened this restaurant, and my dad grew up there, and we lived in this little, very tiny one-bedroom apartment across the parking lot, and there was a jazz bar in there, and I was 3 years old, just on the wireless mic, working the room in my little patent leather Mary Jane's. So
just local jazz groups, or what?
Yeah, local, national. Regional.
Yes.
I think. My dad knows all he still is in touch with the people. So it was a great way to grow up. I mean, different, but it was different growing up in a bar scene. But I was really nurtured by everybody, the staff and the customers. It was great for me.
Well, but New Jersey is really not, when I think of you and your work and coming up, I think of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And when did you make that trip? When did you arrive in L.A.?
I was 18 when I moved there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That must have been an adventure.
It sure was. It was really, the first month, I think I went to the grocery store and sat on my balcony. That was about as far out as I went. It was pretty scary, but thrilling, and I needed to get uncomfortable. So
did you go to do music?
Yeah, I mean, I found music out there I was kind of doing a lot of things. I just knew that there was destiny out there for me, and I was kind of waiting for the right thing to hit me in the face and show me my purpose. So this was pretty obvious once I wrote my first song that I was a lifer. So I'm still madly in love with it. Even, it's become a business a bit, but it's so much fun.
Now, how did you end up writing your first song?
My friend Mark came from New York with a little baby Taylor. We were singing all different cover songs in my living room, and then he was just playing this melody on the guitar, and I grabbed my journal and just started singing this poem I'd just wrote the day before, and that was my first song, and yeah.
Did that make it on you, or did it make it on
you? No. Oh, no. That's in the vaults.
Okay.
I think there's one disc.
The early years, yes. Okay. Well, why don't you do another one from Firesight?
Sure.
Don't know how it started, and I don't know how it will end, but I know that something's happened. Let's try not to pretend. You feel my heart shake. I'm alone again. Don't know where these tears come from, and I don't know if they're yours or mine. Since you can barely feel a thing,
and I'll cry for the both of us. Jesse Balin is playing live for us. You know, listening to these songs, listening to the album, it's not so much that the songs seem like diary entries, but they do seem like they must have come out of something. And I understand your first album was kind of about a breakup, but this one, any this, for instance, does that song have
everything on the record, definitely. I've lived it, and just sharing my moment with everybody. So,
is it hard to get to the truth of the situation when you write the lyrics, or is, I guess that's sort of the magic of it?
I mean, I definitely feel like after I finish a song, I can move on, and that's a good feeling for me. I've definitely, like, that's always like I'm not really good at writing. If I'm angry or something, I can't write in that moment. I need to have some space and breathe for a while, and then when I come back to it, my head is in the right place. And so it's just better for, I think I have a better perspective then.
Jesse Balin is our guest today on the Cafe, and what's next?
Let's do Tennessee Gem.
Now, you recorded the album in Nashville. Does this indicate that this was one?